Proclamation number 0878 of 22nd of April, 1939. Trials according to state of maturity. Deep faith in earthly hardship. It is true that the human being enters into a relationship of dependence on God as long as he walks on earth, in that his course of life is determined by events of all kinds, which he cannot oppose. Nevertheless, he is given the free will to act and think. By virtue of his free will, he can also shape his life's destiny insofar as he can be spared trials if he takes the right path of his own will, which leads back to God, and then the trials will not be so necessary and the human being will be the master of his own life and will have to fear less resistance. However, it remains to be considered that people only rarely live faithfully on earth according to divine commandments. Everyone has to fight against cravings of some kind, and therefore there are few who make an effort to live righteously, which is why the earth and with it the human being cannot be left without testing. Only the conscious striving towards God, the desire for unification with Him, presupposes that spiritual maturity which no longer requires strokes of fate of a severe kind. And if these are permitted for the rest of humanity for educational reasons, the Father in heaven protects his own from severe adversity and oppression, and thus even in the midst of the most dreadful events an earthly child can remain unaffected if only it has reached this state of spiritual maturity and consciously participates in humanity's redemption through works of love. Yet again and again the human being needs the strongest faith. Where he fears and doubts and does not stand in deepest faith, such events, which still have to come upon humanity, will in turn also cast dark shadows over the doubting human child. For faith alone protects it from every danger. And if the whole earth were in danger of shattering and perishing, deep faith is the supporting point which gives the right child of God support and does not let it get into adversity and danger. And in the hour of trouble, therefore, remember the words of the Lord, "I am with you all days." If the Lord Himself assures you of His support, then you should not despair in hours of adversity but always be faithful and fully trusting of help from above, and then every adversity will pass you by like a shadow. And know, that you still have to struggle for your soul's state of maturity as long as the hardship and worries are tangibly pressing you. The more devoted you are to the Lord and Savior and long for union with Him, the more distant earthly suffering will remain for you, for the soul no longer needs it for its salvation. Amen.